1 John 5:16 mentions a sin in the life of a believer that is so serious God has to take the life of that believer prematurely. It's called the sin unto death, or a sin that results in death. What is this sin? And how can we know if we're in danger of committing this sin? We'll talk about it today as Dr. Gary Hedrick discusses the question, what is the sin unto death? Right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick is talking about the question, what is the sin unto death? I'll be back at the close of the program with news about a special offer. And now, here's Gary.
It's good to have you with us today, listening friend, as we continue this series of studies dealing with the question, what is the sin unto death? It's a question that has been debated by Bible scholars for centuries. And the verse that gives rise to all of this controversy is found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. Here's what it says. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. Now, this text has been a theological battleground for centuries, and many of the commentators avoid this verse completely because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know what to say about it. Even Dr. Kenneth Wiest, who was a brilliant Greek scholar at Moody Bible Institute many years ago, Dr. Kenneth Wiest said that he had no idea what the sin unto death was. In his commentary on 1 John, Dr. Wiest said he was completely puzzled by chapter 5, verse 16. And that's why when I first approached this subject, it was with fear and trembling. But the more I got into it, the more I realized it's really not all that complicated. By the time we're finished with this short series of studies, I think you'll have a clear understanding of what this sin unto death really is. But before we talk about what the sin unto death is, let's talk about what it is not. Because you see, there are many erroneous interpretations of 1 John 5:16. The first error, for example, is that of our Roman Catholic friends. Catholic theologians use this text to differentiate between what they call venial and mortal sins. Venial sins, they say, are the minor sins, and they are the ones that can be easily forgiven. But mortal sins are the serious ones, and they result in spiritual death unless they are repented of and forgiven, and a priest grants absolution. But remember, the context of 1 John 5:16 is dealing with physical death, not spiritual death. There is absolutely no way to use this text to teach that some sins might or might not be pardoned after death in a place called purgatory. It's just not here. And you might want to write for the cassette of these programs, because you need to know exactly why this verse is talking about physical death rather than spiritual death, because the whole argument revolves around that central question, you see. And I'll tell you how you can get the cassette at the end of the program today. Now, another erroneous view is that this passage refers to those who are condemned to death by the state. In other words, those who are in prison on death row have somehow committed the sin unto death. And this, in fact, was a popular view among some of the older commentators many years ago. But this doesn't fit the context either. What in the world would be wrong with praying for someone who's on death row, if for no other reason than to pray that he would come to Christ before he goes out into eternity? No, it just does not make sense that John would tell us not to pray for this person if the sin unto death referred to people who were sentenced to die by the civil magistrate or by the civil government. Then there's a third erroneous view, and by the way, this is by far the most prevalent view of all. In fact, many preachers preach this from their pulpits. And what they say is that the sin unto death is the same as the unpardonable sin. But they're wrong. The unpardonable sin is the one Jesus referred to in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, where he said, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." That's verses 31 and 32 of Matthew chapter 12. Now, when you realize what the sin unto death is, and you realize what the unpardonable sin is, it's very clear that they are two entirely different things. For one thing, there's absolutely, according to God's word, there's absolutely no forgiveness for this unpardonable sin. And there's a very good reason for that, because if you'll examine this 12th chapter of Matthew very carefully, you'll find that these words of Jesus were directed at the Pharisees who were attributing the work of the Holy Spirit to the devil. And a sin like that is unforgivable because there is no other way to be saved other than through the convicting and regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. The sin of rejecting the work and the witness of the Holy Spirit is a sin that can never be forgiven, neither in this world nor in the world to come. That's why it's called the unpardonable or the unforgivable sin. So, the sin unto death cannot be the same as the unpardonable sin. They have to be two entirely different things. Let me show you why. The sin unto death in 1 John 5:16 is committed by a born-again believer, while the unpardonable sin in Matthew 12:31 is committed by an unbeliever. The sin unto death in 1 John 5:16 results in physical death, while the unpardonable sin in Matthew 12:31 results in spiritual death. The sin unto death in 1 John 5:16 is always forgiven because the person dies and goes to heaven. But the unpardonable sin in Matthew 12:31 can never be forgiven, neither in this world nor in the world to come. So these are the three most common errors taught from 1 John 5:16. What then is a sin unto death? Well, first of all, we need to realize that it's not any one particular sin. There is no article in the Greek text of this verse, so it literally means there is sin unto death. So a sin unto death is any sin in a believer's life that becomes so habitual and so chronic and so debilitating and so embarrassing to the cause of Christ that God actually determines it's in everyone's best interest to take that person's life and to take him on home to heaven. Now, that probably sounds pretty radical to some of you, but that really is what the text is saying. Now, we said last time that the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. And if, in fact, this interpretation of 1 John 5:16 that I'm giving you is the correct interpretation, we might very well expect to find this same phenomenon described in other parts of the New Testament. So let's do some comparing of Scripture with Scripture here to see if we can confirm what I'm saying about this sin unto death. Now, one very interesting verse that fits in with this discussion is found in John chapter 15. And let me read you the second verse of that chapter. It says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." John 15:2. Now, here's a picture of a Christian. Notice he says the branch is in me, that is, in Christ. So he's a Christian. But he's refusing to derive his grace and strength and power and vitality from the Lord, like a branch is supposed to derive its vitality and its strength from the vine. This Christian is not doing that in terms of his relationship with the Lord. And so this is a branch that's out there sort of doing its own thing. It's withering on the vine. So the divine vine dresser comes along and he cuts off the unfruitful branch. Well, the Arminians have a heyday with this verse because to them it looks like the branch is cut off and cast into the fire, which they think symbolizes hell. So they say this is a believer in Jesus Christ who apostatizes, loses his salvation, and then goes to hell. But what they fail to realize is that the cutting off in this verse is not spiritual death, but rather physical death. It's interesting that in the Old Testament, those words cut off were often used to describe the act of physically putting someone to death. In 2 Chronicles 32:21, it says, "The Lord sent an angel who cut off all the mighty men of Assyria." In other words, the angel executed them. He put them to death. So the cutting off of the branch from the vine is simply a reference to physical death. But what about the fire? Isn't that a reference to hell? No, the fire here in John chapter 15 is not the fires of hell, but the fire of the Bema judgment. It's the same fire mentioned in 1 Corinthians 3:13, where Paul said, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." So John 15:2 may very well be a description of the sin unto death. It's a description of a believer who is withering on the vine. His sin has become so habitual and so overwhelming and so public in many cases that God decides to take him on home. He is cut off in physical death. Well, we'll continue this on the next program. This is your friend, Gary Hedrick, inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series of studies on the sin unto death. See you then.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us, whether you're listening from home, at work, or in your car. If you'd like your own copy of Gary's series or would like a copy for a friend, you'll be glad to know that it's available on CD for the suggested gift of just $6. The title is, What is the Sin Unto Death? Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. By the way, listening friend, has it been a while since we've heard from you? It's very important that if you're listening, please let us know you're out there. You know, almost every time we drop a station from our network, we receive letters from people who say, "Why did you drop our station?" But then we check our files and find out they never bothered to write while we were on their station. So don't wait until it's too late. If you enjoy the program, let us know. You see, we don't want to drop a station if people are listening and we're having a ministry in their lives. But if no one is listening, we can take those funds and go on a station somewhere else. The only way we have of knowing whether or not you're listening is if you tell us. So we'll look forward to hearing from you. Just drop us a line at Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. Or email us at info@cjfm.org. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series on What is the Sin Unto Death? Right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.